The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
It's always nice to see when David's around. And just before we go to our special guest here today, I want to always, which I do every week, tell you about Project Independence, which is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. The most important number to remember is 311. Because if you call 311 and ask for Project Independence, they can direct you to transportation for shopping, transportation for medical visits, social work services, exercise programs, home repairs. I mean, right now, you know, the end of the leaves having fallen, a senior, if they can't go up, and they shouldn't go up on a ladder, you can call the town. They'll come and have your gutters cleaned. They'll come and take your air conditioners. Well, don't take them out yet, but they'll have your air conditioner. You know, the window air conditioners. You know, a 75-year-old person, what you did when you were 35, you know, they'll come by a half hour later. You say thank you, and off they go. And all of this is within your taxes for the town of North Hempstead. The Project Independence program, there's over 11,000 people have signed up for it since its inception about 10 years ago. And every day in this town, I don't think I'm exaggerating, there's at least 10 programs going on. So you call 311, no matter what it is, no matter where you live.
I cannot think of any reason why any person in the age bracket does not belong. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah, I agree. And there's veterans help. You know, that's one thing when seniors, you make a phone call and you hit one. Now hit one for this, two for that.
Right.
My mother, I remember, she used to say, would you please make my appointments? Because the poor thing, she'd get so frustrated. Now hit two. Now hit one. Go back to two. It's like, you know, just to make an appointment. Is it a prescription? Anyway, call 311. I don't want to be stealing too much time from my guests. We have with us today Sally Ann Marchese, who is a managing partner at Fusion Management and Technologies.
Correct.
We have Karen Blank, who is the Associate Director of Development for the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes.
And we have Mike Hampton, and Mike is the Marketing Director and Business Development person at Neskonset Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation.
Hello, I know that's long.
But we got it all out.
Got it all in.
Now, it's three different organizations, but the important thing to realize, we're here today in reference to the Alzheimer's Walk and the Alzheimer's Foundation and how people get involved.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is start with Sally. And, you know, Fusion is your company,
yes,
but the Alzheimer's Walk is your heart at this point.
That's correct.
How did this come about?
Well, my father is 89 and suffers with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And I live on Long Island. And when he was first diagnosed, it's very confusing and overwhelming to the family. We initially thought that, you know, the forgetfulness was senior aging. Oh,
right.
It's nothing. Until we said, it's a little bit more than that. And when we took him to the doctor and we were diagnosed, and he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, that was it was a lot for the family, and a big decisions were made for us on what we were to do. And my mom tried, they lived alone, to take care of him. It was about 10 years ago that he was initially diagnosed. And she tried for a long time to care for him on her own. And it got to the point where I said to her, I think it's time for you to move in with me. So my mom and dad now live with me on Long Island. They were originally from Queens. And they live with me. So now my mother is still, she does pretty well. She's 84. My father's 89. And so I'm their caregiver. So I take care of my daddy. And when I didn't really know what to do, when he was progressing, I reached out. I just searched Alzheimer's on the internet,
and
I found the Alzheimer's Association of Long Island. And when I reached out there, I realized that there was a walk that they do every year. And of course, initially, because I was just trying to find information, I said, "Oh, a walk, that would be good. It's good. Now I want to get involved." And so I did get involved, and Karen Blank is the one that actually called me and reached out to me. We met, and of course, I became very moved by the whole thing, and I wanted to really get involved, and now I'm deeply involved.
Okay.
And I think it's a great organization. It has helped me a lot in many ways.
Good. The one thing, and I'm not making light of any of this stuff because I appreciate it, sometimes out of a negative, and it is a negative, a positive comes.
Yes.
For your own personal growth.
Yes.
Somebody else could turn around and walk away from it and
yes.
do nothing and have, you know, there's a gift wrapped differently for everybody.
There is. I'll tell you this. As difficult as it is, I have 5 children.
Oh.
As
wow.
well. And as difficult as it is.
What are their ages?
I have twins at 16.
Okay.
19, 20, and 22.
Okay.
And my parents have been with me for about 4 years now. And the beauty of it is that my children have learned compassion,
mm-hmm.
patience, all those things and qualities that you want, they really have learned because they love their grandparents very, very much. And they're very caring. And it's nice now for me when I, you know, have to pass the baton a little bit, they're very good at that. If my father sleeps in a little and I have an appointment and I have to run out, my daughters will be up and be making grandpa breakfast and they'll, you know, get his coffee and his eggs and they'll sit him down and they take care. And I know that I can leave them there with my mom and dad and they'll be okay.
Wow.
It's great qualities, actually, that they're learning. So there is a blessing to it.
Yes,
so that's a compliment to you.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Obviously.
Extended caregiver.
Absolutely. It's the whole family involved, yeah. for sure. Yeah.
Let me ask a basic question. We're going to be talking about the Alzheimer's Walk.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, the Alzheimer's Walk this year is in Belmont Lake State Park on September 17th. September 17th. And you can sign up for the walk if you would like to at www.alz.org/Long Island. And we have about, we'll probably have 3,000 people there this year.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a very big walk. It's our largest fundraiser.
Yeah, and the walk to end Alzheimer's across, it's actually the largest fundraiser in the world for Alzheimer's care support and research. And last year, across the country, raised over $77 million, which
Whoa.
Is pretty amazing. And a thing that I love about walk.
Just, I'm sorry, yeah. let me back up a little bit.
Sure.
This walk on the 17th, I mean, everything connected to it.
All the walks
Correct.
Across the country.
Wow.
$77 million, yep. And the thing that I love about walk, I think a lot of people, when they get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, they don't know what to turn. They don't know what resources are even available. So it's a first touch point for families. So they can come to the walk and find all the resources that the Alzheimer's Association offers, as well as we have a lot of wonderful organizations on Long Island that offer, you know, care and support. And also the disease, personally, I was affected. My grandmother had it.
Okay.
So you feel very alone with this diagnosis. And I think when you come to the walk and you see, you know, 3,000 people standing in unity, it really is a very moving day.
So the walk is more than a fundraiser. It's a resource.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, right.
Absolutely. You can come to the walk. We have our social workers there. You can find out about a support group. You can find out about, we have a helpline. That's the one thing I really want to mention to all the listeners. It's a 24/7 helpline. It's staffed by master's level clinicians. The number is 800-272-3900. And you can call. We have a lot of caregivers, if they're just stressed out and they don't have anyone to talk to, they can call. If they need to find a day program for their loved one. We had a caller, their mom got out of the house. She was living with her daughter, and the daughter could not get her into the house. So she called the helpline, and the social worker was able to give her the words and was able to get her mom in the house, which to her was a lifesaver.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It's 800, excuse me, David, 800-272-3900.
Yep, and it's 24/7, holidays, weekends, evenings.
If one were to Google Alzheimer's Long Island, mm-hmm. would your organization come up?
We're one of a few organizations, yes. And so the Alzheimer's Association, we're the largest healthcare organization in the country, and we have chapters nationwide. And we have a dual mission, really. Like I had mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it, the Alzheimer's Association is the largest private funder of research in the world.
No, okay.
But we also, the other part to our mission is we realize there are so many people in this country living with Alzheimer's, so we provide a lot of care and resources to all those living with Alzheimer's and their loved ones via support groups. We have a lot of engagement programs. We do a memory cafe. Maybe Sally wants to talk about that. That's a really great program on Long Island that's offered.
So, again, you don't know what to do. So here you are living day to day in my house, and you know, you don't know what to do every day to keep you know, that person busy,
right.
or, you know, give my mom a break, or give me a break. And when I reached out to the association, I found out they have programs, besides support groups, which are wonderful, they have little outings, little get-togethers that the caregiver and the person suffering with Alzheimer's can attend. So, for example, there's this thing called the Memory Cafe, and it was at a pizzeria on Long Island. They do it once a month, and you go, I went with my mom and my father, and it's you. My mother was a little scared initially because she doesn't know what to expect, but it was a room filled with all people, you know, and we had, there was music, and there was all sponsored, totally free. I'm sorry?
Was this written up in Newsday?
It might have been, yeah.
It was, yeah. It's completely free to the people who attend. The Alzheimer's Association pays for the whole thing. And you get a lunch and you meet, which was exactly what I was hoping for, you meet people like you in your situation. So my father's a World War II veteran.
Okay.
And he met another World War II veteran who was also suffering. The two of them started to have their conversation, and you know, they forget what they're saying, but so they inevitably looped that conversation around and around, but they were having a great time, laughing and speaking to one another. And my mom was able to meet the wife,
okay.
and they had the conversation, oh, what about this? Does this happen to you? What do you do when this happens? And that was a great thing. Because again, I'm the daughter, and as much, I always say, as much as I want to be support, you know, to be a support for my mom, I am still, my relationship to the disease is different than hers. He's not my spouse.
Right.
I'm his daughter. So I could try to help you and try to understand you, but I don't really know because he's not my husband. So that's got to hurt her on a whole other level. So for her to sit there and talk to another woman that suffers through it is wonderful. And so they became friends and exchanged emails and phone numbers, and now they talk to one another. And I thought that's a great thing, because sadly, as you get to be 89 and 90, your friends are either no longer around, or they don't have the patience to want to be with you when, and that's another sad part, when you have Alzheimer's, people don't really want to come around so much anymore. So you need that support of other people besides just your family.
That's, you know, it's in so many things in life until people become aware. Yeah, they stay away.
Yes.
Until it happens to them, maybe. Then
that's
it's like,
correct.
Oh, I stayed away from Sally, but damn it, I shouldn't have, because now I wish somebody was coming to me.
Right.
Which is, it's human nature. You have to learn through experience sometimes, because you just can't read the book and say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
She needs help. I should go over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the difficult situation people tend to back away from.
Yeah.
That's always the case.
Yeah.
In fact, we had the Alzheimer's Association on once a while ago, and I had written an article, I do a newsletter, about the feeling like you're in bed with your mother and father. Like 20 years ago, they were in bed talking.
That's right.
Now he's 1 foot away from her, and he's a million miles away.
That's correct.
Like, who is he? He goes to bed, she's going to bed. There's, you know, you can't look over at you and say, honey, what's going on? Now, maybe she can sometimes,
right.
but on balance.
Yeah.
What? That's such an emptiness in her life. But to be with you,
yeah.
honestly, I mean that sincerely, and the kids to participate, that
you.
Is a gift that, you know, I don't hear that too often. And I'm not just, you know,
thank you.
An act of love. But, I mean, you have five kids.
Five, yes.
We'll turn around and remember that.
Yes, I hope so.
And I believe in a karma
kind of
thing.
Take care of me.
Take care of you. There's no question about it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take that break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.